Well, being nosy, wouldn't I want to know who had the authority? Where is, who's authorized?
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Oh, Lord, remember me.
Remember me.
Oh, Lord, remember me.
Remember me.
When these chains get broken, set my body free. Oh,
days get long, I call your name. Days get long, I call your name. Days get long, I can't see right from wrong. Oh, Lord, I call your name.
Call your name.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to the Ralph Winterroad Show, live out of Alaska. Ralph Cormack Winterroad the second. The snow's almost gone. Oh, thank goodness and Greyhound. Question for Pat, you run the on Fort Worth, Texas. Question or comment?
I think I'm changing the subject a little bit, but it's a state thing. I used to work in a kidney transplant, and I had to, we found donors, people who are brain dead, okay? And each state has a definition of dead.
I'm not understanding your question. I'm having a little bit of trouble understanding this. So what's your question?
My question is, each state can have a definition of what somebody is dead or not dead. You know, it can be a brainwave, or it could be a heartbeat, or whatever, right?
Okay. I don't know why they would have different definitions, but death. Okay, go ahead. So what's your question?
I was hoping you knew all that.
Oh, no, I have never looked. I mean, if you're DOA, I think at some point ticker quits pumping blood, you're probably getting close to it. I'm sorry.
They're locking people out of nursing homes. They've been locking people out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
And then the question comes up on who's going to sign the death certificate as to who was there when he died, how did he die, stuff like that.
Well, that's one of the things they're supposed to have an autopsy if there's anything that's questionable and all that. So, yeah, that's all. I can't really help you with that. I'm sorry. Okay?
Okay. That's essential to living. All right.
It is. Well, you sound like you're up there. I'm 78, but see, I'm going to live to 120 because I got a lot of IRS agents and judges and people because we're getting ready to start suing these suckers. I finally got the area directors. Address. Unfortunately, I don't have anybody in Alaska, but I'm going to get them. We're going to start suing them. We're going on the attack. I've had enough of this deflecting stuff. So, okay?
You can do best, like you do.
Yep.
All
great.
Our questions would be great. Answered by somebody if they actually communicated what they do. And I urge everybody to try to do what you do.
Well, I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to give them all the information and make myself available.
Yeah.
And I write the briefs. If they get on my IRS list, they can read them. It takes work. Nothing's easy because it's not real simple. Once you get the concepts down, it becomes a lot simpler. But it's letting go of what we think we know that's so, that's not. Something Mark Twain said, to that effect. Okay.
Nowadays, people are realizing what freedom is and what importance is and all that kind of stuff. But we still got laws to live under. We have to be a nation of laws.
Well, let me shock you. The laws that we got out there now aren't technically laws of the United States and they're not laws of Texas. How about those apples? I mean that we're going to go out here and be outlaws, but I'm just telling you, they don't really, they're for a status. And when you sign up for it, that's what we're being ruled by today. But that's another whole can of worms, okay?
Yeah. Okay, I just wondered if you knew all that.
Sure.
Thank you.
No. Now, getting back to this political rights. See, people don't know. We always talk about civil rights. You see, being a full-blown citizen, people say, oh, that's a bad word. No, it's not a bad word if you understand what it's about. If you're a citizen of one of the several states with a complete birthright, born on the land or naturalized as a citizen of the United States of America, and you become, it's called due process of law, means law of the land, which means you have a birthright wherever your domicile is. You only got one domicile. You can have a lot of resides, residents, and all that garbage. The thing is, did the Civil Rights Act, first one in 1866, that's in the 14th Amendment, 13th. Did that change anything? I read you. This is a great case. If you've never read this case, I highly recommend you read it and understand it. It's Ex parte Commonwealth of Virginia, it's 100 U.S. 339, 100 U.S. 339, 1879. And email me if anybody wants to get a hold of me. It's IRS at AlaskaMinuteMan.com. What does it say? They're talking about the amendments here, 13th Amendment. It was intended to render everyone within the domain of the Republic a free man, with the right to follow the ordinary pursuits of life without other restraints, such as that are applied to all others, and to enjoy equally with them the earnings of his labor. But, listen to this, it confers no political rights. It confers no political rights. Duh. They didn't have political rights. Well, somebody's got to be putting in, voting, the elective franchise and suffrage. But who's going to be running our government, you think? And I'm going to tell you who it is before we get there today. Hope you're sitting down. Because it's not what you think. It leaves the states free, as before its adoption, to determine who shall hold their offices and participate in the administration of their laws. A similar prohibition of slavery and involuntary servitude was in the Constitution of several states previous to its adoption by the United States, and it was never held to confer any political rights. Well, that's important. Somebody has got to have political rights somewhere, you think? Boy, you would sure think so. So what are, let me search down here into the thing about political rights, because I got it, it's very well done here. Political rights versus civil rights. Because it's really important. It's a big issue. It's a major issue about political rights and civil rights. And these people, the Supreme Court and so forth, this is talking here farther on down. It says, it secures to all persons their civil rights upon the same term, but it leaves political rights, or such as arise from the form of government and its administration as they stood previous to its adoption. That means the 13th and the 14th didn't change nothing, folks, as far as political rights. Listen to this statement. It has no more reference to them than it has to social rights and duties, which do not rest upon any positive law. Social rights. Oh, we got the social media, social justice. Well, you know what it is? Let's call it what it is. It's called identity politics. I have a belief, and if you don't believe the same thing as me, then you are a racist. That's called identity politics. That's the definition of racist today. Not because I'm against you, because the color. But you're not, you don't believe the way I do. I want to overthrow our republic. They say, though they are more, there are more potential in controlling the intercourse of individuals. Does that sound about like what's going on today? Social rights. There's no positive law. But there's more potential controlling the intercourse of individuals. That's what we see today. That's what's going on. Nobody knows about political rights. We always talk about civil rights. So what are they talking about here? In the consideration of questions growing out of these amendments, much confusion has arisen from a failure to distinguish between the civil and the political rights of citizens. I'll bet you can't find two people out of 1,000 even have a clue. Do you know why? Because we aren't even taught it. They don't even talk about it. How could you know about it if you're not even taught it? I never heard about it. I'm valedictorian. Went to grade school. Tied for it in high school. They wanted to give it to the gals. I could have cared less. My parents said, who cares? It's irrelevant. What's that prove? Nothing. No, I really don't. What matters is to engage your darn brain with some common sense and critical thinking, and it's work. Easier for some people than others, but it's there. So what are civil rights and political rights? That's an important issue. I'll bet you there aren't very many politicians even know. Civil rights are absolute and personal. Political rights, on the other hand, are conditioned and dependent on the discretion of the elective or the appointing power, whether that be the people acting through the ballot or one of the departments of their government. Well, what do we see political rights? Well, supposedly, people that go to jail lose political rights, except technically they're not political rights. But that's the idea. You can't vote. What does vote mean? Vote the 15th Amendment. The Supreme Court has held. It doesn't do a darn thing except that when I go to the building, I can't have somebody outside of whatever flavor of the month is keeping me from going inside to exercise my right of suffrage and the right of the elective franchise. Nothing about what's going on inside. It's just you can't discriminate me on the color, race, or whatever your flavor of the month is. Did they tell you that? Like I say, I'll bet there are very few politicians even have a clue what we're talking about here. And they should be really informed on this. They go on to say, the civil rights of an individual, that's where we get into trouble today, because the individual that they're talking about is not the same individual that is they're talking about today. Because the individual we're talking about today is defined in 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. 5 U.S.C. 552A, 2. It means a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted. Well, we know an alien lawfully admitted is not supposed to be exercising franchise and all that stuff, but of course, in any more illegals, because we don't actually exercise the elective franchise and the right of suffrage, because the citizen of the United States don't got it. He's got civil rights. He has no political rights because he's created by Congress. He's a creation, statutory. They go on to say, the political rights which he may enjoy, such as holding office and discharging the public trust, are qualified because of their possession depends on his fitness to be a judge by those whom society has clothed with the elective authority. The 13th and the 14th Amendment were designed to secure the civil rights of all persons of every color, race, and condition, but they left to the states to determine whom the possession of political power should be entrusted. That is so powerful. How many people know that? Oh, I got the right to vote because I'm a citizen of the United States. You are dumber than a rock. 13th and 14th didn't change a thing. It just took away the discrimination against the Negroes, which was a terrible thing. If it happened to you, it would be. But of course, you see, in 1870, Congress had an epiphany. Oh, you know what? All them black folk, we could get around and naturalize them the same as we can the white folk that come into this country. So they're all equal. In 1870, they passed another statute. Isn't it amazing how took them 4 years to have an epiphany? This was the beginning of the overthrow of our republic, because you have to get the parties out of the Constitution of the United States, because you can't change the document. So what do? If you got a contract, and there's only two parties to it, the people and the several states, and you got to get them out of there. How do you get them out of there? You con them. And we willfully signed up to do it. I've done it. Did it for years. I know you've done it. Is it important? Would you want to live in a country, and you've been lied to, we have the best country that's ever been created so far in civilization? It's not perfect, because man's not perfect. We have got something that people all around the world want.
That's why they want to come here. If it's so bad, why do they want to come here? The problem is, they come here illegally. They don't have a clue what our republic's about. They want here for the benefits. So that's not what it's, you're here. And then we have the Muslims, which are pagan. That's a theocracy. Back in a minute.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Okay, well, we're back.
If we don't know who we are, if we don't come out of Babylon, which I'm going to get into another thing here. I mean, I get to the IRS, I may go to Sidney Powell and Colonel Flynn. This is amazing. It's black and white. 13th and 14th changed nothing. But what they did is after the Civil War, Congress flipped everything and says, you're a citizen of the United States because I declare you be. No, you have no authority to declare anybody to be anything. Period. End of story. Because the inalienable rights come through the birthright of being on the law of the land. They flipped it. And I got the cases that say they flipped it. And I even got a case that said it don't really exist. But you can take on the character. You can act like it. Like you can act like to be a tenant. You can act like being a landlord. These are characters on the definition of person. Yeah, I can do that. They don't tell us that. They leave us all, oh, a person, oh, I'm a corporation. No, that's a crock of nonsense. That's why they put individual in corporations, because guess what they all have? They all have civil rights. None of them have political rights. You do not have your full birthright unless you have political rights, civil rights, and natural rights. Natural rights is the thing that comes from inalienable rights, the right to get around and the right to defend yourself and all that. They don't tell us that. Why isn't this taught in school? Because you couldn't overthrow the people. Couldn't keep us stupid. So then it goes on to say here, this is manifest from the fact that when it was desired to
to confer political power upon the newly made citizens of the states, as was done by inhibiting the denial to them of the suffrage on account of race, color, and previous condition of servitude, a new amendment was required. All that did is allow the Negro to become a citizen of one of the states, several states, like everybody else. But if he signs up to be a citizen of the United States, you're screwed, which is what they do today. They've been doing it for decades. Here it is. It's all laid out, black and white. The Supreme Court, very easily. You will, this is the most concise that I have ever found. Civil rights can never be withheld. Political rights can. Because that's the right of suffrage and the right of factory franchise, and somebody challenged the National Voter Registration Act out of South Carolina, and you know what they said? The 14th and the 13th Amendments, or 15th Amendments, trump the 10th Commandment. The 10th Commandment has nothing to do with the citizen of the United States, and you know what? It's 100% correct. Because it's a statutory creation. The Constitution of the United States was made for the people of the several states. That's in Article 2, Section 1 or 2 for the House of Representatives. And then the 17th Amendment, 1913, they took away the several states and just put people of the state. One word missing. Do you know what happened as soon as they took that one word out? In the District Court of the United States, which was the only constitutional court left because they got rid of the circuit courts in the United States in 1911. Guess what happened? The real party of interest for the government of the United States was always United States, you think? 1789 to 1913 worked really good. In 1913, all of a sudden you see United States of America. And that's what you will see today. On all your civil and criminal, you go over to these kangaroo United States District Courts, which are merely legislative courts, Article 1 legislative courts. I can prove it. There's no constitutional courts left except the Supreme Court of the United States. That's all that's left. How did the United States of America end up? Because guess what? As soon as the two parties to the Constitution of the United States, the people of the several states, that's for the House of Representatives, and the legislatures of the several states elect the senators was out of the Constitution of the United States, who's left? Congress. And I have 110 cases, 110 of them, with the cases, the parties, put out by the Department of Justice. They're rubbing our nose in it. And what do they say? United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Did you know that? That ought to be enough right there to get people up in arms. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Who's United States of America? Congress. What are these federal courts today? You go down there and you go into these United States district courts. You see, this is why they put established and ordained in Article 3, so they couldn't screw with it. So they just talked us into doing something else. Hey, you know, I got this thing over here. Would you like to be a citizen of the United States? It's a good thing. It's got benefits, you know, all kinds of good stuff. And we did. I did it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. And this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. We're in trouble in this country, folks. But I'm hopefully that people are waking up. I do see signs of it. This Chinese virus has got a lot of people, I think, finally getting off their butts. We'll also see where it goes. Anyway, why would I just went over this citizen of the United States. That's just part of it. A citizen of the United States has no right to a constitutional court. Supreme Court said so. They exist in D.C. They're under the absolute plenary power of Congress. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. That's Congress. What are these United States District Courts? Do you know what they tell us are? The judge is working for the court, and the court is under the control of Congress. Is that where you want to go? Oh, that sounds like a good place to go. Why in Alaska? Why in a federal court, if you go into a criminal trial or you have a jury, why does the judge on the record say, is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? Why does he ask that question? Because it has to be on the record to get your consent to abandon your birthright and step into the world of Satan. Man's law. Every federal court, before a criminal trial, before jeopardy attaches, the judge will ask on the record, is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? That's how I got a whole bunch of misdemeanors dismissed, because I said, well, you just swore that it is, so what is it? They didn't have a clue. Next thing you know, the prosecutor wants to have a break for a minute, and then he wants to dismiss it to 43A. We're all 43A. We don't want to play with you anymore, Ralph, because you ain't playing fair, boy. How dare you? Why is all these prosecutors like General Flynn? I was listening to the Sidney Powell. She is one smart lady. She wrote a book, License to Lie. I get enough money, I'm going to get it and read it. But why do the prosecutors, how do they get away with doing anything they want? You think the English common law might have figured this out before we got to this point? What's missing? Not overly complicated. How does a prosecutor for the IRS or somebody like General Flynn or anybody, how do they go straight to a grand jury and get an indictment? How does that work? And then you go to the United States District Court if you're federal. Or you go to the one in Alaska, which is strictly a court of the Alaska bar. And I can prove it. They print it. Hell, I don't even hide it. It's a bar court for bar members. But in the federal side, the judge is working for the court, and the court is under the control of Congress. That's, in reality, these courts we have today are variations of the old English Star Chamber. Cruel trilemma. We will get you to self-incriminate. We'll do it under the penalties of perjury for the second part. And if you don't do what we say and give us the right answer, we're going to find you in contempt of court, put you in pokey, or take your property. That's how it's done. Why in a criminal trial would the judge have to ask before jeopardy attaches to the jury? Is anybody here not a citizen of the United States? So they don't know who those people are by the time they got there? You think? You think it's just a little catch-22? No, it's extremely important. And nobody ever challenged it. I did. Out there in Alaska, I put the damn judge under citizen arrest. Bunch of most other things. Of course, he really lowered the boom on me, but I don't care. I'm not going to bow down to one of these demonic bastards. Anyways, I was listening to Sidney Powell. There's a very simple question. Who makes a determination of probable cause? Probable cause is a mixed question of law and fact, and probable cause cannot be determined by a ministerial officer. That means somebody that's a mere flunky employee. You have to be elected to some public office. So who makes the determination of probable cause? It's still in the United States Code. It's in the Rule 4, 5, and 5.1. They put it into a rule. They tied it. Who makes the determination of probable cause? Can the jury make a determination of probable cause? Hell, they don't have a clue what's going on. They're technically not even part of the government. Well, can the prosecutor make a determination of probable cause? Absolutely, positively not. That man is a creature to hang your butt, and he is, in today's world, a political creature, and he can't be trusted. So where's the check and balance? Was the English common law that bad that a prosecutor could just pick on somebody like General Flynn or somebody with the IRS and go in and wowsy the grand jury? Because, see, you don't even have the right to show up. How would the grand jury even hear your side of the story? If they don't ask, they don't even hear your side. Is this the way it works? You get two children in a pissing match, you only have to hear one child's side? Oh, come on now. Common sense. What's missing? It's called a preliminary examination. I've got it laid out how it's supposed to work out of the territorial laws of Alaska of 1949. I've got it in a Supreme Court case. And I've got it in the annotated part of the United States Code. So what's supposed to happen? And why don't anybody ever ask that question? Who made the determination of probable cause? Oh, no. Well, I'll just get around. We'll go to the grand jury. They could indict a turnip in there if they wanted to. And then we'll go into the court where the judge is working for the court and the court's under the control of Congress. And then we'll do a bill of particulars. Oh, that there will save us. You betcha. You're already in a pot and they got the heat turned up and you say, oh, wow, wow, I don't like it. It's too hot in here. Yeah, right, uh-huh. They don't work. Don't work. Waste your time. It's a show. It's a con. Why doesn't somebody do a determination of probable cause? Why don't you ask for a preliminary examination? What's supposed to go on there? This is such a simple, novel idea. The prosecutor has to go in front of somebody that holds a public office, and he has to bring the law. He can't bring you in there for not filing a return. He'd have to say, well, where is the authority that obligates me or somebody to take my property, my stuff? Well, we can't do that. Well, that's not going to work. He would have to bring the law in. He would have to bring factual evidence in. He'd have to present it to what's supposed to be an independent judge. And then guess what? If I was accused, I would say, well, where's the obligation? I thought it's voluntary. Where? I'm not a withholding agent. What's a withholding agent? It says defined because the Internal Revenue Code isn't even positive law. That's how far we've gotten away from it. We have to make something positive law. We pass it because it's not laws of the United States anymore. It's called public law. That's another whole story. We'd have to actually say, hey, Ralphie boy, who has the authority to act as a withholding agent? Oh, no, they want me to get me to volunteer on a W-4, or we go under Subtitle C. They don't even know what the hell Subtitle A, B, C, D, and all that is. These IRS people, because they're monkeys, they're zombies. I have to volunteer. They got to coerce me. Oh, I'm in fear and panic. Get me assigned a W-4, because everybody's doing it. So I said, no, I'm not doing it. Where is the law? So we have a judge. He is sitting between the prosecutor and his political aspirations and a grand jury, because then the judge would make a determination of probable cause. There has to be a law. There's got to be enough facts to probably support it to send it to the grand jury. And guess what the grand jury gets? They actually get both sides of the story. I get to talk. The other guy gets, whoever's prosecuting me, they get to talk. Grand juries don't. They only hear one side usually. Unless I got somebody there who's got a smart enough to ask for a subpoena for the other side. Because I don't have the right to go in front of a grand jury. You don't. That would bring the prosecutors to heel. Just that quick. It's such a simple thing. I wrote up a spent about an hour writing up an email and sent it to her. It didn't bounce back, so I don't know if she'll see it or not. But why isn't this done? It's in the United States Code. You have to look for it. And they try to wiggle around to where you can get around on information and all this other nonsense. And if you don't do it at a certain time and yada, 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 it's like the Indiana Jones movie as you run down the tunnel. Well, you got to dodge that knife. Don't step on that stone. And it's there. Why don't people ask for it? Because they don't know. How would you know? I found out about it in Alaska because I just go and watch these things, and I know it's not right. I just don't know what's going on. It's like a magic show. I know the rabbits don't come out of the darn hat. So how did they get the rabbit to come out of the hat? And I talked to Rex Butler. He's a black attorney and a couple other ones, and these are preliminary indictments, pre-indictment hearings. He said, you're not going to get a preliminary examination in Alaska. Said you're never going to get one. They will dismiss the case because they, when they charge you, they have so long to get straight to the grand jury. They will never do a preliminary examination. Do you know why? Because we don't even have a constitutional government. They can't do it. Even they wanted to. Because when you start asking the constitutional stuff, and it's there, they're stuck. But you got to have a lot of some knowledge and wisdom. And nobody does it. I don't know if anybody's done it. Oh, I'll do a bill of particulars. After you get in the pot, and you're arguing about the water's getting hot, in a court that's rigged, in front of people that don't have a clue what is going on. You think grand jury people, most of them know what the law is? Of course not. How would they know? How would you know? They don't, I don't know, maybe he would got it in your grade school. I sure didn't get it in mine. I read the encyclopedia. I went to a one-room schoolhouse. I read the encyclopedia, and what's the guy that wrote the Zane Grey? I read all of his books and stuff. The stuff that we had in the library. That's all we had. They do not teach this. Most attorneys don't even know it. They have no clue. And what people don't know is that the attorneys, when you hire one, only has a couple of certain things that he has to do. He can do all kinds of things without your permission. It's in their rules of professional conduct. We have in our judicial code in Alaska that the judges make, they rule on law and fact. They don't hide it. You just got to know enough to look it up. Why should it be this complicated? We have all these pieces. That's what they do. They have all these pieces. This is why Westlaw is so important, because you can type in stuff and it brings in stuff from all over. Then you just got to, well, let's see, what's this doing here? It's like when I brought in the Third Judicial District means, and it come up under the Alaska Bar Code. I said, what the heck is it doing in the Alaska Bar Charter? I thought the legislature was in control of these courts. No. It's in the first article of the Alaska Bar. They changed the name to Third Judicial District. They called it Administrative District. They get every attorney to sign up under a Rule 5 or Rule 64 oath. They can't do anything constitutional. Rex Butler told me that. I just didn't know what the hell he was talking about. There's a few of them, no. Our republic has been overthrown. But if we don't wake up, Katie by the door. Thank God Trump is cutting back on regulations. The headless fourth branch of government. Yes, it's called the headless fourth branch of government. These entities like the FAA, FCC, SEC, these are called external establishments. They sit outside of the Constitution. Outside. They print it. With no oversight. Because they're free of political influence. Oh, that's going to work really good. You betcha. Uh-huh. It's hard. You just can't make this stuff up. It's when I look at the things that I can prove today, it shocks the heck out of me. Because I just can't believe you could pull it off in front of 300 and some million people and get away with it. Just like this probable cause. Why doesn't anybody go after it? Who makes the determination of probable cause? You see, the thing you have to understand, all of these flunkies, employees, this is why the IRS agents can be sued. They have to abide by the regulations and by statute because they're employees. They have no discretion. Their ministerial duties. It has to be written down. And it's in 26 CFR 7433-1. If they don't do what they're supposed to, obey the regulations or the statutes, they got 6 months, the area director does. If you can find out who the area director is, I finally been 2 months to finally find the one for Alaska. He's not down in California. But you know what type of regulation? It's a Part 301. It's a 26 CFR 301.7433. Do you know what a 301 reg is? They use them all the time against people. It's a housekeeping regulation. It don't mean a twittin' thing. It's only for internal use only. Are there any regulations? Back of the book.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, I'm back. By the way, I should say that. I'm not an attorney or counsel at law. I don't practice law. I research, provide written documents to people. They change them around, use what they want, whatever. But I have a wealth of knowledge that I wish I'd have had a long, long time ago. The thing is, I've contacted a few people. If I ever get caught up, I got several other things I got to get done, lawsuits. But I thought I would start contacting these people. I've looked at them on the DOJ. They are being prosecuted by the IRS, and almost all of them do plea bargains. They're scared spitless, and they don't know what to do. And they just plea. It's easy pickings. All the IRS has got to do is just pick out somebody who's got a lot of bucks, and away they go. They scare them into jail. And if you don't know what's going on, you should be scared. That's what I'm trying to do, is to bring people out of Babylon. Get your birthright straight. I got to get the statuses done. I got to get caught up with this stuff here. I'll have this other brief done by tomorrow. Got two more waiting to get written up. But your status, when it's put into the public record as a citizen of Texas or wherever, it's self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, number 7. And you know what they can't do? They can't force you to volunteer. They can't say you're a citizen of the United States. Under 18 U.S.C. 911, it's a felony to claim to be a citizen of the United States and you can't prove it. How do you prove you're a citizen of the United States? Well, you got to sign up for it. Can they declare you a citizen of the United States? No. Because it's voluntary. 28 U.S.C. 2201. They can declare if you're a 501c3 or a limited partnership. They cannot declare for tax purposes that you are a citizen of the United States. And the reason being, this stuff is so simple once you see it, because it's voluntary. They can't force me to volunteer. They got to scare the pee-Jesus out of me. And I have had it done to me. My first misdemeanor trial, I tell you, out about 20 minutes, my mind just went, everybody's telling me what to do and no idea. And all of a sudden I got through with that and I made up my mind. I says, you're the devil, you're evil, and I am going to fight you, and I am going to find out what the heck you're up to. I'm going to expose you, and I have never turned back since then. And if you're doing it for the right reasons, because it's tough fighting these guys, I guarantee you, it really is. Fear and panic, especially if there's a man and a woman. There's two parties. It's tough on marriages and partnerships or trust. You don't need a trust. It's irrelevant. A trust doesn't do anything. It just makes it more complicated. There's two parts to the trust, the trustee and the beneficiary. And the beneficiary never shows up, almost never. That's the name of the trust. And they do a default or a summary judgment. You don't even have a clue what happened. They don't tell us this stuff. They've got us in fear and panic, just like for this COVID-19. These people, oh my God, the sky is falling. I'll go out here. Oh, I go out and take a breath of air. I'll probably die tomorrow. No. Best thing you got going for you is your immune system that the Creator gave you. If you're very sick and got all kinds of problems, yeah, you may die from it. Same thing with you. Anyway, that's up for the federal. God willing, we will see you next Sunday, and don't get the Chinese flu.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.news. More important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.